With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Okay, so let's get the negative out of the way, because you've been craving negativity today. You said it in a text.
I'm not craving
it. No, you're craving it. You want to be negative, and I don't blame you.
I want my pound of flesh, though.
Yeah, that's fine. So let's get it out of the way first. Let's say the last two games have been so fucking refreshing. I mean, we haven't had back-to-back games like that since when?
2007 was the last time you scored at least 15 in back-to-back games.
All right. So, I mean, we had three games in a row. We'll just say this. Two games in a row, historic for the Yankees. It's been so long since we've had that. And they should have swept. Easy. I mean, it's the first time all year that you can put blame on the manager for a loss. And so you want to start there? I don't blame you. I think we should. I'm with you. I'm
even
on board.
Even though it's Sunday night and a lot has been said about this already, I've made multiple videos about it, multiple tweets. I think for our fan base and the fact that we are covering the Milwaukee series, if we did not open the show with this, it would be a dereliction of duty. We're not ignoring how good the Yankees have looked offensively over the last 2 days. We will get into that. But as we've come on here multiple times throughout the course of the season, even as the Yankees have played well, we have still pointed out the flaws in this team, because the ultimate goal, as always, is to win the World Series. And on Friday night, you saw Aaron Boone put his fingerprints all over a game that ended up costing the Yankees a chance to win the game.
Yeah.
And if you want to say that that was the plan, it's the plan. And here's my problem with Aaron Boone. He never changes the plan. I think the Yankees have gone more traditional lineups this season because the bench is so bad. Okay. I don't think that they can rely on their bench to go out there and pull two or three starters the way that they maybe have felt that they could in the past, because they can't do it. So I think that's why you've seen more traditional lineups day in and day out, with the exception of that Saturday in against Tampa. And I believe Jahmy Jones played, and nobody's said this, but I believe maybe that was a little bit of secret punishment to Gleyber Torres for the way he played that ball in the ninth inning the day before,
which caused Judge to lay out.
And somebody told me Judge called him off, and that could be the case, but that's not Aaron Judge's ball.
Doesn't matter.
That's Gleyber Torres has to make the play there, okay? That's number one. Number two, the sense of urgency that we felt this team have in the offseason and throughout the beginning part of this season was not there on Friday night. You want to tell me, you know, so a lot of people made a big deal about him trying to steal outs from Luis Gil. I believe that was in the fifth inning when Gary Sanchez let off with the double. The Yankees were up 5-4, and you could tell Gil didn't have it.
Fifth or the sixth? I thought he let him go into the sixth.
I felt like it was a really short outing. Let me look it up here.
You could be right, for sure.
That was Friday night, okay?
I could be very wrong.
Milwaukee on Friday night, Luis Gil.
I thought it was the sixth.
Well, Luis Gil, you're right. It was the sixth. Gil got into the sixth there, but you could tell it wasn't his night. He gave up two home runs. When has Luis Hill ever made mistakes in the strike zone?
And actually, we can just pause for a second. The fact that I was right makes your argument even stronger. Because if he was trying to get Hill through the fifth, you can even make a stronger argument for what Boone's trying to do. But the fact that it was the sixth, and Hill just clearly was at a point where you were stealing outs at that point, regardless. And now you're in the sixth, and you let him.
And at Hill's pitch count, he wasn't going to let him finish the sixth anyway. So I don't understand what was the point, really.
That's exactly the point.
Because it's not like he went to a lefty. He went to Ron Marinaccio, so another righty came in, okay? So people want to say, Boone stealing outs. Okay, fine. It didn't work out, but that was minor compared to what he did later in the game.
Yeah.
The Yankees had a lead in the 10th inning. They were up 6-5 in the 10th. 6-5 in the 10th inning, right? Now, Clay Holmes pitched the 9th inning in a tie game on the road, which you generally don't do. Boone's done it a couple of times, but generally you don't do it, right? You usually save your closer for a safe situation on the road. Didn't do it, and it worked out fantastically. That was as good as Clay Holmes has looked all season long, dominant and efficient. Through 10 pitches, Yanks grabbed the lead in the top of the 10th inning, and you're saying to yourself, no brainer. Holmes has got to come out here. He threw 10 pitches. Nope.
All right. Can we just pause for a second?
Okay.
So let's just backtrack to what you said. It normally doesn't happen on the road, right? Let's just put ourselves in a managerial position of actually going to your closer on the road in the 9th in a tie game. Wouldn't you say that it only makes sense to go to your closer if you're willing, because he hasn't pitched, like you got to be in a position where he hasn't pitched and you're willing to stretch him out and go maybe a little deeper than normal? Right.
I would say if you're using him in a 9th in a tie game, then you
on the road
that you have to be willing at that point to, as long as he's efficient, like he was, he only threw 10 pitches, not like he threw 30. You would be willing to let him come out for the 10th inning.
Right.
If you had a lead, if the Yankees didn't score, then it's not that big of a
deal. Then fine.
It's not that big of a deal.
Right. Then it is what it is. And maybe you don't agree with going to your closer, but at least you can say, okay, they didn't score. Let's move on. Let's see what we can do. But in that situation, if you put yourself in Boone's shoes and you're going to your closer in a tie game on the road, you have to at least say to yourself, the only way this truly makes sense is if, you know, we talked about Boone trying to steal outs. You're also kind of trying to get lucky with Clay Holmes there. And not only do you get 10 pitches, but we all know there's 10 pitches that can be strenuous and 10 pitches that are just a breeze. And I mean, these were the easiest 10 pitches Clay Holmes has thrown in a Yankee uniform in his entire time here. Probably his whole time here, but at least this season.
So Aaron Boone, and this is the most baffling thing that he did, goes to Michael Tonkin.
Right.
Michael Tonkin, who's been DFA'd 3 times already this year.
Right. Put up for adoption by his parents. They hate him. Every team he's been on hates him. They fucking don't want anything to do with him.
Okay.
And now all of a sudden he's pitching in a game, in a 1-run game on the road.
Okay. You don't want to make too much of who was left in the pen, right? But
I do.
We can get to that in a second, right? But you go to Michael Tonkin, who just got to, he met the team in Milwaukee at 1:00 in the morning. And you throw him right into a save situation in the 10th inning when you didn't have to. The Yankees, played Friday night's game to win on Saturday. They played Friday night's game to win on Sunday. They played Friday night's game to try to win in Baltimore. The Yankees did not play Friday night's game to win on Friday night. And that is my biggest concern and issue with the way Aaron Boone managed this team on Friday night. He did not manage to win Friday night's game. He managed thinking of the next five games in front of him.
So you hope that he learned his lesson.
But he hasn't, bro. And this is what the problem is. Chris, we've seen him do this time and time again. He's been manager since 2018. What makes you think he's learned his lesson after Friday night?
Because most fans are finally giving into the fact that maybe he's controlling this team a little more now.
Well, look, bro, I've been on top of this all weekend long, and I'm getting plenty of replies of people telling me that I'm wrong and that Aaron Boone did the right thing.
So he did not do the right thing. I don't care who said
that. We have to think about 162 games, and we can't manage every game like it's game seven. And I'm not saying you have to manage every game like it's game seven. I understand the war of attrition that takes place over the course of 162 games. But what you have to do, and I cannot stress this enough, you have to win the game in front of you and not worry about tomorrow. If the Yankees went and they pitched Clay Holmes two innings on Friday night and that took him out of the rest of the Milwaukee series, so be it. Because here's what happened. You didn't need Clay Holmes the rest of the Milwaukee series. And I'm not subscribing to the fallacy of the predetermined outcome because, again, this is the universe. One pebble in the water can change it. Can change the everything, right? We don't know. We're not God. But all I'm saying is that at that moment, I said it. You have no clue if you're even going to need Clay Holmes the rest of this series.